Pope Francis on Friday received members of the International Federation of Catholic Medical Associations who were in Rome on the occasion of their 10th International Conference on Catholicism and Maternal Healthcare. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Following a greeting to conference participants, the Holy Father then went on to address those gathered in three succinct points. Firstly, he described what he called the paradoxical situation facing the medical profession today.
Noi assistiamo oggi ad una situazione paradossale.
On the one hand, the Pope said, we see the progress of medicine and those dedicated to the search for new cures. But on the other hand, he noted, there is a danger that a doctor might lose his identity as a servant of life. Pope Francis explained that if you lose the personal and social sensitivity towards the acceptance of a new life, then other forms of acceptance that are valuable for society also wither away. He continued by saying that the acceptance of life strengthens moral fibre, before adding that the final objective of the doctor is always the defence and promotion of life. In his second point, the Holy Father spoke of a culture of waste, which he said now enslaves the hearts and minds of many.
Una diffusa mentalità dell'utile. La cultura dello scarto.
The cost of this, he continued, is the elimination of human beings, especially if they are physically or socially weaker. The Pope stressed that every child that is not born but unjustly condemned to be aborted, and every elderly person who is sick or at the end of his life, bears the face of Christ. The Pope also underlined the important role gynecologists have, which requires study, a conscience, and humanity. In his third and final point, the Holy Father said the mandate of Catholic doctors is to be witnesses and promoters of the culture of life. The Lord, he said, is counting on you to spread the gospel of life.
Conta anche su di voi per diffondere il Vangelo della vita.
Pope Francis concluded his remarks by saying, there is no human life more sacred than another, as there is no human life more significant than another. The credibility of a healthcare system is measured not only for its efficiency, but also for the attention and love towards people whose life is always sacred. I'm Lydia O'Kane.